The sound of the Smiths. There is a light that never goes out. I think that's at Holotrails. Why do I say that? Well, because we're talking Holotrails right now, and I know they run pretty much, well, not essentially throughout the entire 24-hour cycle, but pretty close. I mean, if you want to go out and ride at 3 in the morning, you probably
can,
could.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yep.
So, there it is. So, Jasper van Bessem with Joni. It's going to be another conversation around the subject of Holotrails. Welcome to you.
Ooh. Hello, Jasper.
Hey, how's it?
So, Jasper was just telling me that Holotrails, between all the trails, they cross over 50 different farms.
Yep, and that's excluding Fairview.
Within
Fairview,
51.
We have like, well, almost the same amount of farmers. Little, small little farms, but well, same principle.
It's amazing. So 50 different farms, excluding Fairview,
yep,
have said, yes, hello, we want you. We want your people. We want your riders. Yep. We want you to be on our land.
Well, basically be part of the community.
The community. It's a very good testament to North Coast community is.
Yeah, and we're really grateful for all these farmers for opening up their land to our riders and runners and walkers.
So next time you're at Holler, just think to yourself, I'm actually going over all of these different properties. I didn't even realize.
Well, you don't realize when you're riding, when you go from one property to another.
Well, that's amazing.
Or from one farm to another. But yeah, actually those people on the land, it may actually be the farmer that allows you on his land. Just so say hello, have a chat, and
how cool
learn
is
a little
that?
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah, don't swear at him for getting in the way with his bucket.
No, absolutely not. I thought today we could chat. You mentioned something about safety, and obviously it's about people having riders on their land, knowing where the riders are going to be.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be very interesting to explain why Holler is so important in the community, and that's for safe riding. What is the difference between road riding and trail riding? And what are people getting as a benefit in terms of safety if they go ride at Holler?
Basically, no traffic. And the traffic that you encounter on our trails, it's usually tractors, buggies, and the odd truck loading cane. They have right of way, but they don't pass you with 100 k's an hour. That's
no, exactly. And you know that there's someone that you can call.
Yeah.
I mean, there's signposts all over the trails. You know who to call if you do get injured or if your bike gets injured.
Absolutely. And it happens actually quite a lot that we don't even get a call and that they being picked up by a farmer and dropped at Holotrails. We actually had it yesterday.
Oh, see. So the farmers are not only just giving you their land, they're also helping you out if you're in trouble.
They're really, well, the most kind people there are.
That is so nice. Yeah. That's very special. But let's go back to that, not just traffic.
Yeah.
When we ride, obviously we know I'm vigilant, I'm a good rider, but you don't always know what's going to happen with oncoming traffic or with somebody else. And I think it's very important to remember that having a safe space like Holler to take your dogs for walks where there's also no traffic, when you're in the trails, going for walks on your own or even just going on your bike. It's a much safer solution for families. For obviously, we know children have to have a guardian.
Yeah.
But to take the little ones out.
You can, yeah. It's, well, walking on the beachfront, that's nice. But walking in the suburbs here, you always have to watch your back.
And at Holler, you're in a safe environment.
Riding the same. I ride on the road here as well. So every now and then, just to get the training in. And you always have to pay attention for traffic. And it's beautiful here. I love to look around, but you can't. And at Holler, you can actually just cruise around.
You can just enjoy your experience. Yeah. And at Holler, it is such an enjoyable experience.
It is, yeah, absolutely. It's much more relaxed than riding on the road, a lot safer. And there's also the backup system of us for mechanicals, made a response for the medical side of it, so...
And there's beautiful things to look at,
like
we've discussed in previous weeks.
Much more beautiful,
Yeah, all of the fauna, the flora, amazing people that you can meet. Then go through to the Holotrails office and have a cup of coffee afterwards.
Yeah, for a lot of people, it's also a social thing. It's a combination of a lot of things. Some people go out for watching birds. Some people go out to have fun with their mates. Some people go out to get fit. Some people love the technical challenge of the trails. So there's a lot of different reasons, and well, one person is going a little bit more towards the physical side. Some people are more to the emotional side. It's
Whatever you need, you can get at Hollow Trails. If you need the physical fulfillment, emotional fulfillment, just some time to clear your head.
Yep.
Dave said one day do some meditation in the forest.
I second everything that you said. It's quite extraordinary. And I'm very keen on the birds, particularly because there's some exquisite bird life in this region. You see a lot of it in the suburbs, but you're very limited in terms of, you know, if you happen to be in your garden, one flies quickly through and then it's gone. But when you're out in the wild parts of this region, particularly, well, it's different. I mean, you've got some amazing open fields which attract those crested cranes, for example.
Absolutely,
it's unbelievable that you can get that kind of close up in person with some of the most endangered and exotic birds on the subcontinent. And there they are, Hollow Trail. Not one or two, a field of them. It's crazy. I mean, that's not all. You've got bald ibis, which is also kind of out of its biome, but there it is. You've got everything that you could possibly wish for in terms of biome. You've got open grassland, you've got montane, you've got riverine. Yep. It's all there.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Forest, rocks, rivers, everything.
So this is nature's own backyard for you to explore and enjoy safely. And then they get the added benefit of getting fit at the same time. What's not to love?
Hollow Trails literally has everything you need.
Yep.
Hell, I hope they're paying you enough, Jasper, for giving them all this marvelous publicity. And we'll catch up
in a community service.
It is.
And we'll catch up in a week's time for more community service from Hollow Trails. Jasper van Wessem, Joni Cassidy, the Orange Afternoon Show. If you're hungry, listen to this.